From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Dan Friedman is reporting for the Albany Times Union that Antonio Delgado is ready for his January 3rd swearing-in when the 41-year-old Democrat takes over representing New York's 19th Congressional District from Republican John Faso. He said last week, and I quote, "I'm ready to go," end quote. He attended an orientation in Washington, D.C. last week and is renting an apartment there for the week's Congress is in session. Chris Gibson, who represented the 19th District from 2012 to 2016 and slept in his office on an army cot, said, and I quote, "I fully realize that many Delgado supporters don't like Trump and many Trump voters didn't support Delgado. But I hope for the good of the district and the nation that these two leaders find a way to put aside differences and work together on the many pressing issues of our time," end quote. Delgado realizes he's going into a House controlled by Democrats, but with the Senate and executive branch run by Republicans. Delgado said, and I quote, "I have to look at things I can control. And what I can control is my level of engagement with constituents so that they can feel they can reach out and touch me," end quote. Read the full story in the Albany Times Union. David Lombardo reports in the Albany Times Union that local Republicans in the state Senate split their vote on November 16th on whether to keep John Flanagan as their leader. Republicans went with Flanagan 14-9 over Senator Kathy Young of Olean. Senator George Amador, who represents Greene County and parts of Ulster and Albany counties, voted for Young, while Daphne Jordan, who represents Columbia and Rensselaer counties, backed Flanagan for minority leader. Senate Republicans, aligned with several Democrats, had held the majority in the Senate until the November 6 election when they lost 8 seats. Read the full story in the Albany Times Union. Amelia Teasdale reports in the Columbia paper that a study says enrollment in the Ichabod Crane School District should stay stable over the next 8 years. The last time a similar study was done in 2009, enrollment was predicted to decline. Consultant Paul Saversky said that Ichabod Crane has a high percentage of, and I quote, "kids born somewhere else that came here and enrolled in your kindergarten," end quote. The school has about 4% more kindergarten students enrolled than were born in the district, according to Saversky. The Ichabod Crane High School has the largest drop in enrollment, though Saversky says the district did not have a major, and I quote, "pupil fight," end quote, to private schools like other districts in the area. The school board recently proposed a $27 million capital improvement project that includes work on all three school buildings that goes to vote December 12th. Read the full story in the Columbia paper. Nicolette Sablano and Sabrina Socato report in the Hudson Valley Magazine that the new owners of the former Catskill Game Farm in Greene County plan to reopen the property's old giraffe house as the Long Neck Inn early next year. Ben and Kathy Ballone purchased the Catskill property in 2012 and have since reopened the grounds to the public for self-guided tours and camping. The new inn is keeping the marks on the walls where giraffes used to rub their heads. After the inn opens, the couple plans to host weddings and other events at the former game farm. Then the plan is to turn the rest of the property into an RV park and campground. Read the full story in Hudson Valley Magazine. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. The local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.